You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Four more of his former patients are suing ex-Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar, charging him with sexual abuse, and that includes a 14-year-old dancer. Meanwhile, an Ingham County judge recently issued a revised gag order that bars witnesses named in one of Dr. Nassar's criminal trials from speaking publicly. There are now more than 80 other women and girls claiming the former MSU doctor abused them under the guise of treatment. One of the first to accuse him of sexual abuse is Jamie Dancher of California. She was a member of the bronze medal-winning American gymnastics team at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. Jamie Dancher is here with us now. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you.
Jamie, how did you feel when you had first learned that a Michigan judge had ruled that you couldn't talk about what happened to you?
Disbelief. I'm still really disappointed. I feel like I can't talk to anybody about this, including my parents or my family or my friends. It was so hard to come forward and speak up in the first place. And now feeling like I can't even talk about it with my own family, it's definitely a shock. And it feels unfair. It doesn't feel right.
Did you have a sense, too, that that gag order might keep others from coming forward?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons why I decided to speak up is because there are more survivors out there, you know, from even more recent Olympic teams. I wanted to speak up to make them know that they're not alone, so they can speak up. And to have this be so scary from the start, to go public and be on TV and start talking about this, it was very empowering to speak before the senators and to feel like I was making some change along with some of the other survivors, and to hear that I think over 100 women have now come forward, and then to all of a sudden be told, like, now you can't talk about this anymore. It doesn't feel right to me.
Jamie, when and how did you first encounter Dr. Nassar? How old were you?
It was somewhere around 12 or 13 when I was introduced to Dr. Nassar.
Can you give us an idea of what kind of interactions were going on and at what point you realized that this wasn't right?
When I made the USA Junior National Team and I was introduced to him, my hips started going out of alignment and it was causing me severe back pain. You know, Dr. Nassar was always really, really friendly, made me laugh. He was actually one of the more positive adults around. Over time, his procedures became more invasive. Honestly, it wasn't until July of 2016, of last year, that I realized that this was sexual abuse.
As you testified last month at that congressional hearing, it was very stunning. You say this abuse happened all over the world, and you always thought you were the only one.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I trusted Dr. Nassar. I didn't think about it in any other way except medical treatment. I mean, he would tape my ankles and treated other injuries as well, so I didn't know what he was doing was wrong.
And there you were, one of the very first to step forward to accuse him of sexual abuse. Why did you do that, and what happened when you did?
Once I realized it was sexual abuse, I knew that there were other victims. Rachel Denhollander was speaking up as well. What kind of happened with me, it was definitely scary. You know, I told my parents, I told my mom actually for the first time what happened. I didn't know if I was going to go through with it or wanting to speak up publicly. But when I looked at my nieces and, you know, thought about that happening to one of them, I decided this isn't right. What he did was sexual abuse, and I want to speak up so other survivors can come forward, and I want to protect as many people that I can, all the other little girls, you know, that I've coached over the years as well. I didn't feel right about being silenced anymore because I didn't want this happening to anybody else.
So I can only imagine your feelings as more and more women, so many women, step forward to say, yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's definitely been the start of my healing process. When I first came out, to be honest, like, people in the gymnastics community didn't believe me. They said awful things about me. Some even harassed me. They attacked my character on social media. It hurt to see that. I mean, some people that were attacking me were people I thought were my friends. That was hard, but I knew in my heart what he did was wrong.
Jamie, has that changed since so many other women and girls have said, you know what, he did the same thing to me?
Oh, yes, of course. That was one of the main reasons why people, I don't speak up. You know, obviously, like, little girls aren't going to speak up. Women speak up. One of the reasons why it's so scary is because we're afraid that we're not going to be believed, or we're afraid that we're alone. To to have so many women come forward and know that there are so many more has definitely been empowering. And to have it be taken away right now is not okay.
Throughout the time period in which women like you have come forward saying that Dr. Nassar abused them, he was employed by Michigan State University. What are your thoughts on just how the university's administration has handled this entire situation?
I didn't know at the time that Dr. Nassar was actually being paid by MSU. I wonder if MSU has policies in place that require doctors to obtain consent from parents before performing these invasive procedures on children. And if so, why weren't they enforced? Why didn't MSU, when they investigated Dr. Nassar in 2014, why didn't they tell USA Gymnastics? Why didn't they report that to USAG? Maybe USAG could have taken action sooner and saved more survivors from being abused by Dr. Nassar.
Jamie, what would you like to see from the administrators at Michigan State University that you haven't seen yet?
Maybe some accountability. That would be nice, since he was an employee there. And I feel like nobody wants to be accountable or responsible for Dr. Nassar at all. Like, who was responsible for him? If he was employed and being paid by MSU, then shouldn't they take some accountability? Maybe some compassion for the survivors, which I haven't seen that either. Not only, like, that's what I mean, like, to have a judge issue a gag order saying we can't even speak, especially coming from another woman. You know, that just doesn't sit right with me.
What would justice look like for you in all of this?
Number one, to be able to keep talking about it and speaking up about it so that more women and young women and even children that it's happening to right now, to be able to keep talking about it, keep empowering these women that they can speak up, they can talk about it, and they should. Obviously, I think Dr. Nassar is going to be going to jail for a very long time. Sorry, like, I don't know what justice really looks like. I just know that I want to keep helping women heal by being able to talk about this and telling them that they're not alone. And I want to keep trying to make change and put in stronger policies and putting in the right people at USAG to protect the children and the future of not only gymnastics, but youth sports.
Jamie, would you want a niece or a daughter of yours to pursue gymnastics now?
Yeah, I think that's why I'm doing this. I love that my nieces do gymnastics. And, you know, if I ever have a daughter of my own, if she wants to do gymnastics, I want her to do whatever she wants to do. I want them to feel safe. You know, I want them to be as protected as they can be. And that's really why we're speaking up about this is, you know, I can't get my childhood back and what happened to me, but I can help other women not feel alone and come forward. And I really feel like these changes that we're trying to make are just going to make gymnastics safer and youth sports altogether.
Jamie Dancher, Olympic gymnast who was one of the first women to accuse former MSU sports doctor, Dr. Larry Nassar, of sexual abuse. Jamie, thank you so much for sharing your story and speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.